Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. That's freaking us. I am Madman.
I'm 9.
We the Rise Guys.
Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys.
We are.
Yeah, we are, man. Hell yeah, we are. Proud of
you. Thank you.
Been on this episode. Thank you.
You know what's real interesting is that when we do these, and I think I've said this before, it's really important, and now I feel like I'm kind of eating crow, but I kind of, you know, like, it's always YouTubers that steal more than anything, where they say, hey, do us a favor,
yeah,
comment, or like, or
share,
subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you to smash it or pound it.
No, tap it.
Tap it gently.
Yeah, gently tap.
Look, cracky screen.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
But that
as they say in golf.
That they do.
Mm-hmm.
That. I didn't know a lot of this stuff, but it's very important.
It is.
I mean, it really helps us out because I quit saying it for a while, and I noticed. I'm just being very frank with you.
You can notice things. It's all right.
Thank you, Shirley. Yeah, it's true. So gently tap the like button. Leave us a comment. And also, if you listen to this on iTunes, review the podcast. And I'm not going to tell you. I mean, review it as you want to. We have 5 stars right now.
Yeah, we do.
It's just, you know.
Let's keep that number.
Let's keep it going.
Let's keep it up.
So we've been, Nye and I, known each other for 20-something years. Been doing radio full-time together for going on 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, in wrestling, they'll say, hey, we don't need to go over the match. We'll call it in the ring, brother.
Yeah.
And that means when they get in there, they'll, you know,
just go.
Go into a headlock and talk to each other.
Yeah, they'll just go.
And that's always in back of my mind, like, you know what? We can do that. We'll just get in here and talk. But then I kind of get a little anxiety, like,
yep.
This is live to tape, but we don't like to edit it, so
we want to just be able to go.
Yeah. So I said,
a lot of podcasts heavily edited.
As we start to walk down the hall, what are we going to do with the podcast on?
Uh-huh.
I said, brother, let's call it in the ring. And he looked at me. Nine did. I'm talking as he's not here.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
You want me to step outside?
No.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to move.
Well, I could wheel you out there.
Not on this chair. These are broke as hell.
Oh.
This thing.
Oh, that's why they moved them into here.
These wheels are square now.
That's just what they'll do.
The backrest is flinging me forward like I'm in a wreck.
Flinging you.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have your lap belt on.
Yeah, I don't.
Remind me.
Yeah, you were talking about what we're going to do the podcast on, call it in the ring.
I said, let's call it in the ring, brother. And you looked at me real fast, and I was like, it's a question that I sincerely don't know the answer to.
Okay.
And I think it could just kind of do that Trachtenberg kind of look.
Love that.
Just splashes off and all kind of.
Oh, look at Michelle Trachtenberg. I love her.
No, I'm talking about when lightning gets, the ground gets struck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get you there.
Looks like varicose veins on people. 9.
Yes, sir.
Pretend that I'm some kind of vlogger or blogger or interviewer.
Could I be on another podcast?
Yeah.
Could I be on this podcast pretending I'm on another podcast?
Okay, perfect.
Podception.
Okay, so.
He used to play baseball, stole a lot of bases. I was Podsednik.
Hey, thanks, guys. We're back. It's Matt Man. Thanks for listening to the Pod Almighty Show.
I like
that. I just made that up on the fly.
That was good.
Potamati.
You're good at improv.
This soundbite would play. Potamati.
And that's a compliment because I usually think improv sucks because it does.
Nine, when we left to take that segment break,
yeah, yeah, okay.
I said to you, hey, I got a question for you, and we're going to ask you that question when we come back.
Well, what is it, Ricky Rackman?
Question is, what does Nine like to do? Not to pass time, but does Nine have any hobbies?
That's an interesting question for any grown man, I think.
I think you're a grown ass man.
That too. It's an interesting question for any grown ass man. Because I was sitting with a friend of mine, a young fella named Jason. He's about 12 years younger than me, probably. So he's in mid-20s now. And we were sitting out in front of my buddy's bar, Tribbles. And we're both of us kind of tired. And we didn't really feel like talking to a lot of people. So we just sat on a bench at a picnic table, side by side, facing out from the bench, looking at Highway 86 in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Are you going to say your hobby's docking?
And we sat there for about 15 straight minutes. He was just killing time. I was waiting on a girl. So we sat there about 15 straight minutes and just watched cars go by. And we talked a little bit about some of them, utter a word or two. But it was very old man activity where we're just sitting there pretty much in silence for 15 minutes, side by side, having a great time, not uttering a word. Can that be a hobby? Because I loved it. It was great fun.
It sounds like to me you guys were doing some kind of art installation of the Clerks.
Well, it was no expressionism, but it kind of was. Kind of was sort of like that. Just sitting. I can sit on my porch and consider that a hobby, and I don't have to do anything.
I've noticed it kind of hurts my voice to talk like this, so we'll just go back into our regular mode.
All right, that's cool.
So I didn't know like what I know. Fat Boy, yeah, the producer on our morning show, has a lot of hobbies.
Yeah.
I have a swinging arsenal of them. I like to touch on them here and there.
Really?
I'm really like hardcore into painting right now.
Yeah.
Not killing people in their houses.
You don't paint houses. You just paint like pictures and
paint
stuff.
Paint pictures and stuff. But like what is, you know, I know the characteristics of Nine, meaning various things about your, not that you're a character, but your characteristics.
I think you'll find this interesting. Matt Man.
Is it masturbating?
Ricky Matt Man. No, not currently. Has been and not currently, no.
Whoa, truth bomb.
But, I kind of think of my job as a hobby more than a job, for one.
Jesus Christ. You need to take that out in post. They're going to use that against us in a year and a half. or now, a year and 2 months.
Well, they ain't listening to this. I do, though. I think they, I consider it more of a hobby than a job because it's like 4.5 hours a day, maybe up to 6 on podcast day. But I think of more as a hobby than a job because it doesn't – people who have jobs have stress related to them. I don't really have much of that. I just have kind of a hobby that I get paid for. That's how I feel about it in my heart of hearts. I thought you'd find that interesting.
No, I do. But first off, there is stress to this job.
There is, but there's stress to a hobby as well. And I think it's more like that stress than full-time job stress.
The stress from a hobby comes when you join like some kind of group.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, man, I'm in this car club or something, and we get together and I'll back our cars in and we play, you know, the music of the decades that our cars have. And
or like they could be stress in painting. A brush breaks, you're out of this color, that you screw something up and you don't know how to fix it. There's stress with every hobby.
I was painting the other day.
Deer hunting, ton of stress.
I
decided, you gotta pour piss on your boots and you might not see a deer.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I did it the other, or not, didn't pour piss on my boots or drink my piss.
No.
But I decided to take it outside to paint, but I was out in the patio.
Yeah.
And I'm painting and all of a sudden a drop of sweat
went
right down on the painting that I already painted.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I wasn't stressed about it.
There's stress in gardening when rabbits show up and start eating all your stuff or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That hurt, too.
It does. It does. Wild hair. But, yeah, I think there's a small amount of stress to every hobby. And I consider my job stress more along that line than the stress of people who have full-time careers, which is a blessing that
I mean, it goes back to that whole thing that
I don't have the same stress level as somebody working at any other job, pretty much.
Or the
some people in the service industry seem to have comparable and artists and musicians and performers and stuff. It's a different level of stress.
I'm sorry, I didn't compute what you said.
Just don't have the same level of stress as people in other professions.
That's because those professions don't drug test.
And those exactly. And they're more hobby type professions too. like playing music and stuff, musicians and entertainers and performers.
You think women love serving food to people?
Well, they have a little bit more stress like that. And I said, you know, service industry, dudes are servers too. Bartenders have a lot of fun, make a lot of money.
Well, I was putting women first.
Yeah.
You're being the massager. I've missed.
There's male nurses too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You just put a stamp on them.
You do.
Send them right through the box.
But, other than that, man, you know, like, I follow some pro wrestling, like horror movies and movies in general. I haven't watched it in a few weeks, so.
I'm trying to get to the not you under the light, but definition of hobby. Yeah. Stuff you like to do.
Yeah, smoking's a hobby. I mean, you might know,
I
was in a pretty deep rut for a while recently, and you know that. You observe. And you're observant, and you know me well enough to know. And I got away from a lot of stuff I like to do. I've been writing more lately because I like to write. Just give me a notebook and a pen, and I'll start writing stuff and coming up with stuff. Short things, long things, multi-page things, like two lines, whatever it is. I have a lot of stuff in my head.
Did you say anything about being a dull boy?
No. Good. not that. But, yeah, I mean, I want to get back into, like, you know, going up to – I like getting in my car and going to, like, little mountain town. Stopping in somewhere, find something to eat on the side of the road, usually, you know, like a restaurant or a diner. Yeah, that's good. Or, and like visit those little mountain town antique shops, little roadside shops and stuff. I love doing that. I ain't done it in a long time. I got in a rut and got away from doing that. I want to start doing that again.
I enjoy it.
Like to hit the flea markets again, especially now that it ain't 100 damn degrees. Yeah, stuff like that. Stuff that I really enjoy that I got away from.
Yeah.
I got away from a lot of stuff, and I was just in a bad rut and didn't realize how bad it was because, God dang, it was comfortable in that rut.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in ruts. We've all been in ruts, and you know how comfortable it gets sometimes. But that one was, that rut was dangerous, dude. That rut was getting dangerous.
I feel like when someone, and tell me if I'm wrong, I say this with anybody, when somebody says something that way, I feel like it's almost like a, ask me what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Because that's such a strong way to say it.
It is, and I knew there'd be a follow-up to it, and I didn't just go ahead and explain it.
You want to take a commercial break?
I didn't know exactly how to. Not yet.
No, we
got a couple minutes here. What I mean by that is that you get in that rut, and you get comfortable in that rut, you're going to get deeper in that rut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I like. Here, I'll show you this, man. Ever since I went to that...
he's undoing his pants.
All right, so see my belt buckle here?
Yeah.
See where this is? How far it stretches out?
Yeah.
I have totally adjustable belt. No notches. It's just like a tactical kind of belt. Dude, when I went to an event about a month ago, my belt was right here. That's where this was. And as you see, that's a month.
Bring it over here. I'll tell you, it's about 7 inches.
Yeah, that's what I said on my ruler. Somebody last night, somebody told me it's about 3.5 inches. I said it was 7 on my ruler.
Dude, I know how long the penis is. Don't act like you never measured yours.
Yeah.
That was by myself. Imagine if there had been somebody there.
Yeah, so, you know, you get out of that rut, you kind of wake up again, and you start, you know, doing stuff you got away from. So it's a difficult question what my hobbies are, because I'm trying to remember them every day as I go to get back to doing them.
Well, it's almost like the pressure not the pressure, but like the...
Even cooking. I wasn't cooking as much. I was ordering too much food, eating out too much. No, not that. The bad kind.
Oh.
That's the good kind.
Dude, the thing that'll get you on that, and I got to put my finger down so I can remember to come back to something, but the thing you're saying about the convenience of DoorDash and all that stuff, and you go back the way I set my bank, and it'll show me how much I spent on various things, like even eating out.
Oh yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I'll do it this time.
It showed me that, and it will specifically group up certain ones.
Like,
the only fast food I really, honest to God, to eat out or eat whatever.
Yeah, the only fast food you like.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's what you get.
So there's a couple of them on there. And then you see the DoorDash, and then it's like, man, like, this is stupid.
And you feel so dumb about it. You spend a lot of money getting food delivered to your house that you could have gone and gotten yourself, that you could have just gone and eaten somewhere. You could have made food because you got some. You just didn't want to cook it. You could have stopped by the store on the way home that day, and you would have had food to cook. Anything. Yeah. There's so many options, but you get in. I mean, for me, it was part of being in a bad rut. It really was. I'm cooking more. Cooking's a hobby of mine. I've been doing that more the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Part of how I'm, you know, losing weight.
Man, I really thought you were going to whip that thing out.
I thought you got that
piercing you wanted.
No, I didn't shower this morning. You don't want that.
My God.
I showered last night, but you still don't want that.
I mean, even if you're right out of the shower, I'm not.
Yeah, you still don't want that.
I'll take your word on all that. Man. Yeah, you know, like, so is what you're saying with that, and if I tend to go way too deep sometimes, but is part of that, because I have a self-aware thing about myself,
yeah.
is you said you were in a deep rut and you showed me the belt yeah. example. Was it like, not that you were in a way of...
intentional self-harm.
Thank you.
But unintentional self-harm, absolutely.
It's the same thing.
It is. It is. I was eating too much. I was eating crap all the time. Yeah. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't active enough. I wasn't doing much.
You're getting that
I was
thing of,
comfortable in a rut. And that's where it gets dangerous, because it turns into unintentional self-harm.
Dude, absolutely.
Sedentary lifestyle, man.
I told... I have to quit saying that, because when we're in here, it's a different level of comfortability.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not with the chairs necessarily, but just in us just talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to quit quoting my therapist quite, because I think sometimes that it sounds like I'm in like this major therapy. It's mainly, actually, Nine told me the one to go to.
Yeah.
They're
good over there.
But
I went for a while.
It's just, you know, if you, I think anybody, oh, yeah. anybody, if yep. you have the availability to do it, take advantage of it. But this actually wasn't my therapist, but I was kind of getting to the point. I said, you know what? There's been times in my life where I didn't realize that I was exhibiting that. Say it again, how you said it. It was really good.
Unintentional self-harm.
Yeah.
Before we get further, can we take a break real quick?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Time now. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the thing that I realized... through just conversating, having a conversation, was that unintentional self-harm. I was realizing when I was in a look. I'm not saying that I'm not in a semi one now.
Yeah.
Just with a variable bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But when I was in a much deeper area,
uh-huh.
I would. This is going to sound lame. I would not wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I can't stand that just because of the damn beeping.
Well, it...
Damn new cars, man.
Mine eventually would go off.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if mine does. I can't stand it long enough. But I get you. I used to ride around all the time without a seatbelt on, dude.
It
was
so...
Back before the cars beeped so much, I never wore that damn thing. Never. And I was just because I didn't care.
It's just so...
Now you don't see me without it.
It's so... Do I now?
Now you don't see me without it.
Yeah. Well, you wear that shirt that makes it look like...
Yeah, I do. I do. I also wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
But yeah, it's like the little things like that. Like, that's the whole thing with your consciousness or your soul or what have you. It's like, you know, it's you kind of you. It's almost like we do have a co-pilot,
yeah.
In a sense. But it, you know, it's like your subconscious or your conscious, ever how you want to say it.
Yeah,
and like you know, I've talked about it on this show and the other one. Like in January, I became a grandfather at a very young age.
Yeah.
And looking at various ruts.
Oh, yeah.
I sense that, and you know, this is weird. I'm just being very honest.
No, dude, we've been very open and honest here.
Since that child was born, I've not worn a seatbelt.
I get you, yeah, because that will inspire you, man. Look, I'll get called a bitch for this up and down. I'll get called names. I don't care.
You went ahead of time.
No, I mean, I didn't know I was in a rut when I was in a rut.
And then most people don't.
I woke up because I met somebody really cool. And it's somebody I'll say is special for that reason. They helped me wake up. I realized, wow, there really is more than I haven't been doing right, and I can do a lot better.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just helped to wake me up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's like it's a forever thing or whatever, but it helped to wake me up. And that's a special person coming into your life to do that. Whether they come in and stay, whether they come in fleetingly, whether they come and go, that's a special person to help you get out of that situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And also, it's – so the other side of that is, you know, it's like you definitely, again, it's not a I won't. It's so weird to even talk about. It's not a I don't care about this life thing. It's like, you know what? I'll live on the edge a little bit because maybe I don't care as much.
What did I have going on? I had the show, which is great to have. But as far as outside of my job and the show we do, what did I really have going on at that point? You know, I'd been single for 3.5-4 years, still am technically, about 25% single now. But so I'd been doing the show, and then I'd go home, and I had great dogs at the house, and I had some good friends. But still, you just feel this overwhelming like loneliness that I felt my entire life.
Yeah,
I mean, it goes back to, you know, like childhood stuff. Really, it goes back to that. I've always felt this overwhelming loneliness and isolation. And then I do it to myself too. On top of that, you know.
Well, yeah, sometimes you can find yourself like coddling yourself, not you, but people.
And even though you have a lot.
Coddling with it.
Even though you have a lot going on, it's still, you know, like the show matters to me. The dogs matter to me. My friends matter to me. But, you know.
All lives.
All of these things would probably be fine if I wasn't around in that sense, you know? And that's what you get to thinking. And is that true? No, it isn't true. It isn't true. And it doesn't mean you're going to hurt yourself. It just means you don't care.
Yeah.
That's the unintentional self-harm.
But then this awakening moment that I have, realizing this, you know what? You put that damn seatbelt on. You're a grandfather now.
Yeah.
Then the other side of it is like, you also had a daughter all along.
Yeah, yeah.
You dumbass.
Yep, yep.
And it's literally like the devil on the shoulder, the angel on the shoulder.
Yeah. And
it's so weird.
It isn't that somebody comes into your life sometimes and makes you think, oh, this is something to live for in that individual. That isn't what happens. In a healthier way, it happens that my friends are seeing me more now outside of, you know, just in general. I haven't seen you much outside of work, but I'd like to. I mean, genuinely, I really would. But some of my other friends are seeing me more. I'm getting out of the house more. I'm doing more things. I'm eating better. I'm cooking more. I'm taking care of myself better.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's not that, oh, this person gives me something to live for. No, it's that I have a lot to live for. And I just needed a little hand up out of that rut.
Well, and it's also the whole thing about, I feel like we're sounding like some kind of contemporary men show right now.
We kind of are, but I don't care, man. We'll talk to y'all about anything.
Like, if you get out of
if you're listening to this, we'll talk to you about anything.
If you get out of a relationship or the, like, you know, like.
And last time I woke up was when getting out of a relationship. It's the weirdest damn thing, man.
Well, you know, it could be the, like, a big struggle with mine was, like, the loss of my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And. But then that's when, like, those lessons slap you in the face, like that feeling you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his name, by the way. And imagine how your kid would feel.
Uh-huh.
And then so it like wraps it up. But to answer your question about, that's the thing where ego can be good, ego can be bad.
Yeah.
You said
ego and pride both, man. They can be good or they can work for you, work against you.
And they're so similar to each other, but complete opposites.
Yeah, so dude, I'd love to, if we got time, I want to talk about misconceptions about pride. We can get into that for a while.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about June. I'm talking about, you know, like manly masculine pride.
Not parades or anything.
Uh-uh.
It's that thing where you said, oh, if I was not here anymore, would life continue on? And it would. With anybody.
Yeah.
But how many, and this is, again, this is that battle of ego and pride. How many people over the years have contacted us, email, DM, in person, whatever,
yeah,
and said, like, I was at my wit's end, And I'm not self-glorifying right now.
No, no, but
I was at my wit's end.
Yeah.
Going to a job I hated. I left a wife that I know is cheating, whatever the situation. Yeah. And y'all like kept me going. And I remember as a kid, my mom and my grandma both had me convinced I was going to be a preacher.
Uh-huh.
Because the mouth on him and not whatever, you know, yep. Not dirty mouth, but, and like, it would, that right there, every little, you've seen Butterfly Effect, oh, every yeah. little thing happened. So with you not there, it screwed me up.
Uh-huh.
I just had to talk to Fatboy Mage.
I know, that wouldn't be no fun.
And, I mean, and all the, you know, it's every little life you touch kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it all would change.
Yeah.
Because that's the way history or whatever is.
And when you wake up, and nothing to do with wokeness, when you wake up, then you start to see it. You start to see how that you matter, how you matter, to whom you matter.
That's what they mean by putting the shoes on the other foot.
And you always say, yeah, I mean, and people.
I thought it meant the opposite shoes for yeah. a while. I'm having a hard time walking.
And people you care about, too. I mean, it's good for you, and you should remind them from time to time, let them know that they matter, how they matter, why they matter, how much they matter. Let them know that because it really helps them a lot.
God. And you know what? Not even karma, but like I would always give my mom hell when, or maybe still do even, not even realizing, when she would say to people, that's my little boy right there, but he ain't so little now. He's not a fat joke, you know, yeah. 6'2", whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's,
my son's 9.
That's my little, and I, oh God, that's, oh, don't, that's right. The other day I was leaving my daughter's house, and I was holding my grandson, you know, he's 8 months, and I was like, you my little buddy. And uh-huh. I look over at my daughter, and I'm like, that used to be my little buddy. She's my big buddy now, though. You my little buddy. And I was like, God, I sound like my mama.
You turned
right
into
now.
Mary.
And she started laughing yeah. like, you sound just like Mimi.
Yeah, man. That's funny.
Yeah.
But I guess, we got a few minutes left here. We can talk about this. The misconceptions on pride. You want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's something we open the door and pick back up because it definitely will exceed the time allowance. Yeah. But I got a zillion things to say
but
about that.
Pride and ego tie together in some ways. And yeah, I think a big misconception about pride, you're a younger man. Think about being like 21. You're out somewhere. Some dude starts talking mess. You feel disrespected. You want to fight him. You might want to fight him. You more likely want to fight him.
Yeah.
Because your pride was hurt? No, because you don't have any damn pride. It's a lack of pride that makes you throw a punch, that makes you get in some guy's face. At this point in my life, I have the pride that you can talk all the crap you want. I'm just going to stand here, whatever, do something about it or don't. I don't care. If you mean it, do something about it. If you don't, get lost.
Yeah.
And that's where pride comes in. You have enough pride to not go punch that dude in the face for talking down to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pride versus the misconception of pride. Younger dude punches somebody in the face for insulting him or making him feel insulted. When you actually have pride yourself, you don't care.
That's true.
You and just that's don't one care thing. See, that, it ain't worth it.
I mean, we're both heterosexuals. Yeah. You can be who you are, but like that's a thing that I've had two instances in my life. One of them was on New Year's. A certain attorney friend we know got a witness this. It was on New Year's Eve, and like I had all the rights in the world to just beat the shit out of this dang it person, but I didn't. And I remember like the conversation he and I had later, like. Yeah, you know, that was a good move. And but later, you know, the female, she's like, you know, that was much better than you'd have to go to jail for a little while, ruin the night, and B, you know, you don't know what he's got on him.
Yeah.
I didn't have on my boots, I didn't have my gun that night.
Yeah.
so we do think like, well, everybody here is gonna look at me and think I'm a puss or whatever.
Well,
but
at a certain point, discretion is a better part of valor, seems to make sense to you. It doesn't when you're young, but when you get a little age on you, discretion is, in fact, the better part of valor.
Yeah. It's advised, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Valor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. But then the ego, that's the thing with the pride. Like, you got to have confidence in yourself. That's also incredibly attractive.
Uh huh.
Not walking around like you don't think your blanks doesn't stink.
No, because you know it does.
You
have pride enough to admit that mine stinks.
Everybody got a little funk on it.
Hell yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
But it's not acting like you don't think it doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason why they say that. Walking around like you think your poop doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Because it does.
When I'm walking around, is it on my mind ever that I'm better than anybody else around me? No, we're all just people. We're all just doing what we're doing.
That's one of the best compliments I can ever get. from that must mean most people in whatever you want to call this industry we're in, I don't say media, but whatever we do, it's like they must be complete buttholes or mm-hmm. full of, like literally full of themselves.
A lot of them are.
Man, I've never met radio people yeah. who are like so much like me or down earth or whatever yeah. they would say.
Yeah, they think they're privileged. I mean, they see it as a privilege. I see it I see it as a privilege in a different way. They think they're privileged. I see doing it as a privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think they're special. I'm grateful that this is what I get to do for a living.
Did you watch the Elvis movie, the new one?
I haven't watched it yet.
Well, no. I'm not going to ruin anything, but it's like...
He dies at the end?
He does, on the toilet. They don't show it. Ah, crap, I ruined it. But, you know, they show him, like, becoming who he was, yeah. getting his roots, not forgetting his roots.
Yeah.
He would go out in the middle of the night because he just wanted to play and show up at these clubs just to play. But then at the end of his life, he was listening too much of what... the fake Colonel Tom Parker was saying.
Oh, yeah.
And started believing it and living it that way.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, Priscilla ain't getting in the limo to leave with
him. Yeah, yeah.
Neither is Lisa Marie.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of what we see is ego, which is egotism. Ego and egotism are different. A lot of what we see is egotism is,
oh my God.
Is that lack of pride. Like, oh, you want to go? Like that. Yeah. Oh, you want to go? That's my ego and my lack of pride at the same time talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Were you challenged to a fight recently?
No, I broke one up a couple weeks ago, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get your eyebrow ring ripped out?
No. Nobody touched me now. Nobody touched me.
Yeah. He's not pierced, I can see, by the way.
Not in an aggressive manner.
Really?
Not you can see. Yeah, nobody touched me in any sort of aggressive way at all. So okay. It was fine.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I got in between these guys. The one guy was, I mean, he would have beat the hell out of this defenseless, drunk Russian guy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm like, don't start an international incident now.
No.
Yeah, like, he can't defend himself. You just calm down here. It's fine. You did all right. You did good. He didn't jump on him. He shoved him. He fell off his bar stool, but only because he's so drunk he couldn't stand. He couldn't stay on it. I saw it happen.
You didn't want that Russian to make a phone call and yeah. suddenly somebody from the Gremlin
yeah.
shows up.
Yeah, so I'm telling
especially
the guy
after midnight.
I'm telling the guy, look, you made your point. It's all right. You're standing tall. He's trying to get up off the ground. Can't stand up.
Yeah,
and you didn't even punch him or nothing. You just gave him a little shove and he fell over. So you made your point. That's enough.
Plus, even if they're like sloppy drunk, like sloppy, stupid drunk,
yeah.
and you commence to whooping their ass, then you kind of look like a dick because this guy can't stand up and you're beating the hell out of him.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly right.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
Yeah. The reason I was asking that because you mentioned it. It's like it was a fresh thing, so I was wondering,
No. I just,
that was a thing.
I mean, it's something I see happen from time to time. I see dudes get aggressive with each other and stuff. I'm like... I can see it now. It's something I couldn't have seen at 21, but I can see it at 37, almost 38, is that this is a lack of pride. And you're out here screaming about pride with your shirt off and your arms out going, what? But it's a lack of pride that drives this. That's, if you had any pride, you'd walk away from this, go about your business, and enjoy your life.
So I think, because we are coming up on the time here,
yeah, and
the next one we'll remember to actually get into it more.
Though. Yeah.
Because I ain't got much to say about it, but so your hobbies are breaking up fights.
Yeah, I haven't done the first
walking
one. I've done
away
in a while.
From them.
Well, I don't have much either.
Living and learning.
Yeah, living and learning definitely. That's every day of my life.
Well, every night, or not right before mm-hmm. I go to bed, but at some point in the day, toward the evening,
yeah.
I have that moment of gratitude for stuff because yeah. I think that's very important.
Yeah, they don't look down on anybody. Like, man, I don't look down on people to do anything for a living. They're working, doing what they do. That's what they do. Good for them. I'm happy, especially if like you work at a gas station. I'm looking down on you. I'm buying cigarettes from you. Thank you for being here so I can buy cigarettes.
They're usually lower down too.
Yeah. And I always try to make sure, you know, I try not to have negative interactions with anybody. I want everybody to come away thinking I'm pleasant. I want to make their day better, never worse.
That's why you walk around goofy smiling all the time.
Yeah, I'm generally a happy person. I want to convey that to other people and share it with them.
I walk around with like a dickhead face and not meaning to. It's just my natural, like,
if you'd grow hair back.
Well, I'd walk around with my mouth puckered. Hey, we'll pick back up on that for sure. The other point to that, when I'm having the gratitude moment thing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I won't let it end until I say, what did I learn today?
Yep.
Like, even if it's a historical fact, whatever.
Yeah, you're learning stuff every day, or you should be. If you aren't, you're distracted.
That's why, that's another thing. Back in the day, it was like people respected their elder. I'm not saying this because I'm a grandfather
now. Yeah, I get you.
But like the person with the white gray hair, they've lived life. They know some things. And now we put them off in a nursing home or don't want to have the time to go. Like, it broke my heart the other day, but it was also cool. my daughter said to my mom, she's like, next time I'm over here, can I ask you what it was like when you were a kid? I was like, ah, yes.
Yes.
Like, I'm glad you asked.
That's great.
Because you didn't give a damn when you were 12.
Yeah, but you do now. Yes. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she said to me, I wish my daughter liked me more. And you know what I said to her? I said to her,
you don't want to be their best friend?
Your daughter's a teenager, for one. Your daughter will come to appreciate later on if she does it right now.
Yeah,
it's tough being a teenager. It's tough dealing with a damn teenager. I used to be one, so I know.
Well, but a mutant ninja turtle.
Yeah, a lot of them, they do live and learn, and when they get a little older, they figure it out, and then the appreciation comes in.
Yeah,
but it not necessarily right now, but later on they will look back and be like, wow, they really sacrificed a lot, gave up a lot, worked hard for me.
Yeah, because you do it on your own, and that's that thing. It's such a weird thing of like, God, if I could only go back and tell myself this, or tell the kids around you.
Yeah,
but they don't want to hear it right now. But they will reflect on the moment when you did tell them that, and the warmness will be in their heart.
Yeah, so just because, you know, if you're having a hard time with a teenager, doesn't mean the relationship's in trouble. It'll strengthen over time.
How about hot time for that?
Yeah. Anyway, we got it.
We need to go.
We can keep talking for an hour, I feel like.
Well, you order too?
No, I'm hungry.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for listening to After Hours with the Rise, guys. Like and comment and spread the word, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.